not sure what that means. I do believe that it's owned by the people to the south. I think it's owned by them. How it got there, I don't know. I think that's evident. They have the fences up along that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how that plays into it. I mean, what's the hardship? I'm not sure if the hardship's a corner lot.
No, it's just the angle.
The hardship would be the angle of a lot.
In the rear yard.
You are permitted to consider the, like, shape of the lot. We've had lots that have been oddly shaped, and that's been a consideration in the past.
And this is a small house. The addition is not outlandish. It's a modest addition to a modest house.
It's fitting within the existing structure. And all those houses around there are one-story houses.
And it's everything's under 35 feet.
And you don't want to go up because it'll look like... That was a love stab, wasn't it?
We're going to get back on...
No, we're not.
Okay, we're not going there?
No. But, you know, if you put a second floor on it, it would stand out like a sore thumb.
As I listened and I looked here a little bit, I thought to myself, okay, if this lot was how it showed on the plat from long ago, would this addition be inside the 35-foot setback? Yep. And if I look at it, it would be.
Yep.
You know, Joe, you just raised always the question I always have. If it was a second two-story, like a sore thumb, and so I always like, if we grant the variance, I don't think we'll do it. But if we grant the variance, I always could put a two-story house there.
Want to fit into the neighborhood?
I know, but just think about these developers, these home builders, these home remodelers.
This is a remodel. This isn't a developer.
Think about the remodelers that come in and just tear out the
homes. Keep in mind, the code still has other provisions restricting floor area ratio, all that sort of stuff.
That is, if you tear this house down, and the variance goes away.
No. It does not go away.
Now, I had Amy shaking her head yes, and I had the city attorney tell me no.
The variance runs with the land. It runs with the land.
But Mark, if you look at the configuration of this lot, I appreciate what you're saying. you're really only, while the variance may say we're granting, 11 feet, whatever the variance is, if you look at the configuration of the lot, you really couldn't put much more building back there. I mean, the square that they are attaching to this house is pretty much all you're going to be able to do back there, even if we grant the variance. That didn't come out like I intended it to, but it...
But it's 11 o'clock, so...
Yeah. But again, I get back to the point where they could build 20 years from now, 30, 25 years from now, they could build a two-story house with
this modified footprint. Absolutely.
Modified footprint. Yeah. And that would not be my intent today sitting here. Even though I think this is a modest request and I'm okay with it, I would like to be able to put in some kind of, pursuant to the plans that submitted to the city of Kirkwood.
There are other code restrictions that are going to otherwise limit the footprint and bulk of this house. So I think that, I mean.
Floor area ratio.
That's just my overall concern with granting of variances all the time. Like,
you know, I just tried to try to sum this up. I like to take what's in front of us right here, and I appreciate that we can look down the road, but, I think that it really isn't. I mean, you could, I guess, theoretically down the road try to build a bigger house there, but you're not going to get much farther. So, and if you just want to think practically, the economics of that probably would fail you. So, I think that the lot and the setoff cuts at an angle. What they're trying to build is a 170, square foot addition. So I think that's a practical difficulty. And I'm ready to make a motion.
So let's make a motion.
I'll second it.
Motion in favor. Joe seconds it.
All right. Case number 04-2018. Agape Construction, applicant for 1112 Mozart Drive.
Joe Rozier.
In favor.
Tim Callahan is in favor. Mark McLean.
In favor.
Brett Berthold.
In favor.
Tom Finer.
In favor.
Case number 4-2018 for the rear yard setback affected property of 1112 Mozart, whereas the board does find and determine that the property in question is in zoning district R3 and pursuant to the revisions of ordinance number 10103 requires a minimum 35-foot rear yard setback, and whereas the applicant desires to construct an addition which would not comply with said 35-foot rear yard setback requirement, and whereas the board does further find and determine that the grant of variance of 12 feet on said 35-foot rear yard setback requirement would not constitute a change in the district map, would not impair an adequate supply of light and air to the adjacent property, would not increase the danger of fire, would not diminish nor impair the established property values within the surrounding area, and would not impair the public's health, safety, comfort, and morals of the city of Kirkwood. A variation from such strict application of setback line is to be in order so as to relieve a practical difficulty or necessary hardship. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the appeal of Agape Construction is hereby granted on the property known as 1112 Mozart for the construction of an addition to be within 23 feet of the rear yard property line, and the building commissioner is hereby directed to issue a permit for such construction. Do I take a vote?
Joe Rozier.
In favor.
Tim Callahan. In favor. Mark McLean.
In favor.
Brett Berthold.
In favor.
Tom Finer.
In favor.
Your variance request has been granted. Thank you for sticking around so long, and property owners, thank you for showing up and testifying. Appreciate that very much.
Motion to adjourn, guys.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Yay.